Hi, this is Art Kaplan at the NYU Langone Medical Center, Division of Bioethics. You may have seen this reported in the news. A man, a veteran of the Persian Gulf Wars, just received a double arm transplant at Johns Hopkins. And this is obviously an amazing feat of surgery, putting together the nerves and the muscles in this system. Is an incredibly amazing surgical effort. It requires skills of all kinds of experts. Is it the right thing to do? It's costly. It's certainly going to run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not the millions of dollars, to perform a double arm transplant. When you try to procure these organs, you need two teams of people to remove the arms from the cadaver, so it is very expensive from beginning, if you will, to the end. So cost is certainly something to think about. But what about the ethical validity of even trying to put someone else's arms on another person's body? I think that there is a case for trying this because if you're a double amputee, you have a very difficult time doing the activities of daily living. Combing your hair, feeding yourself, toileting, getting around is very, very tough for a double amputee. And prosthetics, if you have to use them on both arms, really are difficult to operate. The case for a single amputee undergoing this kind of hand or limb transplant isn't as good ethically because the prosthetics there are pretty good. So I think it's for people who, oddly enough, are more damaged. They become the best candidates for a double hand transplant or limb transplant than a single amputee might. Prosthetics will work for that for the single amputee, but they're very difficult to manage if you've lost both your limbs. Other tough questions. What if this fails? Who defines failure? The doctors may say, well, the limb is on and you're taking your immunosuppressive drugs, which you have to take, and it looks good, but if you don't get back enough function, you could be a pretty dissatisfied subject. You might say, I don't get enough feeling, or I can't do fine motor movements, or I can't wave, or I can't do the things with my limbs that I wanted to do. Can the patient say, I don't want these on anymore? We need to be sure that if these experiments proceed, there is an exit strategy. Can someone say, remove the transplanted limbs? They're not doing what I want them to do, even if the doctors think aesthetically or in terms of appearance, they're doing fine. And I think the answer to this has to be yes. You shouldn't start this experiment, or we shouldn't see centers doing it anywhere in the world who don't have an exit strategy. And I think it's up to the subject, not the doctors, to ultimately decide if they want the experiment to end. So if someone who receives two limbs says, they're not doing what I want functionally, I'd rather try it with a single prosthetic or two prosthetics because these don't work for me, they have the right to have them removed and to have something else put on instead. If you don't have that agreement, I don't think these procedures should be done. So at the end of the day, I do see value for certain people, a tiny number of people, in trying this amazing experiment. But what becomes important ethically is knowing how to end it, not just whether to initiate it. This is Art Kaplan at the NYU Langone Medical Center, Division of Bioethics. Thanks for watching.